This is just...
Hey, Jeremy, this is Charlie. How's it going?
Yeah. Oh, just driving to my next stop, man.
Okay, did you get the raccoon?
Oh, he had busted loose out of a vent, so I had to board it up.
Okay. Well, you got that customer all taken care of, which is good.
Yeah.
All right. So, are you ready, to get everything squared away here so that way we can schedule an onboarding call with you, with my tech team?
Yeah, I need to find out. I need to look on my bank statement and find out when the other one charges me. Like, hopefully I can catch it if it's coming up, but, you know, hold on a second. Let me use my phone. Hold on.
No problem. Let me see here, because I know when I typed in, let me see what you got going on. Let's go test pest, see if that comes up. Yeah, I mean, what they're charging you, did they do your website for you?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. So I don't really know what they're charging you for, because when I just, like, when I type in, like I said, when I type in Arlington, Texas, I see links that pop up. Like, I see your actual web page link. I see that you have, like, a Yelp listing. I also see a Thumbtack listing.
Yeah, other sources.
Yeah, MapQuest, Neighborhood, all that kind of stuff. But
right.
I don't see your
Google
business profile.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, so when you're telling me that you're paying for a different service, I don't know if you canceled the service with them altogether or...
No, I mean, I just told them, I just need bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need all the traffic coming in because I'm trying to... Like, I was trying to just do this part-time while I was using the other time to build my business.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, and I thought this was going to be sold, so I really wasn't worried about, you know, keeping it built up strong. But
right.
Now that fell through. I kind of need to build it back up strong again.
Okay.
So it looks good on paper.
Right.
So they went from, like, 300 down to 150 or whatever. And for you to tell me, like, it looks like they just shut my damn Google profile down, that's crazy. I didn't want that done.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, unless you can see it on your end, like I said, I can't see anything on my end. I typed in Dallas. I typed in Arlington. I typed in Tex-Pest. I've also typed in Tex-Pest
Control. If you found all those others, it should pop up too. You know, that's
good. Yeah,
that means somebody physically, like, turned it off, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Because
they
Google.
Took it down. Yeah. Yeah. Here, like
well,
I said. It would be up and running. We'd get you PIN verified again, and then built that back up so that way we can get you populating back on that 15, that was one, the first page, but then in that 10 to 15 mile radius for you.
Yeah. And I mean, I was getting calls daily, you know, I remember, I mean, it was good flowing, you know, before I tried to turn all that around. And, you know, that was back in August, September, I think. So, you know, it's been slow. It's been like that since.
And that's slow.
Yeah, well, because, you know, that's when I told them, that's when I started trying to build the new business around
mm-hmm.
August and September. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's been like that since. So that means, man, it's going to have been, you know, almost a good half a year, non-existent, I would say, with Google.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, unless
I didn't mean for that to happen, you know, I mean, it's not like I didn't want to be shut down. Shit.
Yeah, I mean, unless they know the business name a total, like Tex Pro or Tex Pro Pest Control or Tex Pro Pest. Other than that, if they're looking up if they're looking up the services that you offer and they're not able to find you there because you don't even have a Google business profile, there's all the other companies that are populated in front of you.
Yeah.
So
that's definitely what that was not my intentions, you know.
Right. Right.
I just didn't want them trying to, you know, like go to the top of the page, you know, where, you know,
right.
where I was.
Because you were
like,
selling it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I was trying to slow down on the work of pest control to work on other things. So,
right.
But, things have changed. So,
yeah. So, like I said, I mean, we can bring you on board here. I can do it for $199, get you all set up here. And then once we're set up, I will send everything over to you in writing so you have everything so there's no miscommunication between us two and our company. And then I'm going to set up an onboarding call with you and my tech team as well, okay?
Okay. All righty.
Okay. So, for the Tex Pro Pest Control, what would you like it to say on your Google Business profile? Do you want just the pest or do you want the control on it as well?
Well, what, I mean, that's really the name is Tex Pro Pest Control, LLC, you know, so I really need to go with that. I mean, Tex Pro Pest is just kind of like somebody saying it for short, you know, but it's still, I mean, you know, if they write that on the check, it's still going to get cashed, you know?
that's what matters, right?
Yeah. I mean, and it's so similar. Like, if they're just, like I said, if they're not going to know my name, if they're just searching for pest control in this area, it doesn't matter which one of those pops up because it's me, you know? I mean,
right.
What the main thing is though, doesn't it kind of need to connect to my website? And the only website that's up is just the Tex Pro Pest, correct?
It is the Tex Pro Pest, but we'll be able to link your website with your Google Business profile. The only reason why I asked the business name in its entirety is because some customers won't mind the abbreviation of like a Tex Pro Pest, but then some customers want the full name of like, you know, Control LLC. They're like, you know, you're proud of your name, right? It's your business. So they want to make sure that it's out there in full. So I just always like to ask our customers, what would you like it to say? So that way we get it correct.
Yeah. Let's have the full business name to be correct, you know?
Okay. And then for the business address, what are you operating out of?
It's my home, so we don't really want to put an address. You could put Arlington, Texas, but I mean, if you need a physical address, it's 2216 Newbury Drive. That's Newbury. If you just need that as the focal point for the search. But as far as listing the address, that doesn't need to be listed.
Right. So I'm just getting the address because we're going to have to do the PIN verification. So that's going to get sent to you. The address itself, the only thing that is going to populate and show up is obviously just Arlington, Texas, 76014, and that's it.
Perfect.
And then I'm going to change this right here because I know it's not control. That one's down. So I'm going to make sure that we have the right business website here for you to populate. And then, Jeremy, what's your last name?
It's Rozell, R-O-Z-E-L-L.
Rozell. Okay. And then what's a good email address for you?
Okay. It's textpropestcontrol@gmail.com.
textpropestcontrol@gmail.com. Perfect. Okay, let me just make sure I have everything correct for the Google Business profile. Like I said, I want to make sure we get that correct for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Give one sec here. And you do like possum traps, rat traps. Also like pests like bugs, bed bugs, tenting, mosquitoes, all that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah. You know, insects, rodents, wildlife.
Okay. Nice. Okay, I want to make sure because I just want to make sure you populate to the first page in your local area for all of the services that you offer so you get calls for all of them.
Got it.
Okay. Okay. And then, so I got that for you. The hours of operation, what are your hours of operation?
Okay. let's just do like 8 to 6.
Okay. 8 to 6.
Yeah.
And that is that Monday through Sunday or is that Monday through Saturday? Want to take Sunday off?
Yeah, I don't try to work on Sunday unless, you know, it rains a lot and I got to make up time.
Okay. I'll just put Monday
through
Saturday.
Saturday is usually like, you know, by appointment only, but I know you, I don't think you can put that in there.
No, but I mean, I could put Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and then if people that call you, you could always say like, hey, I do Saturdays. I know it doesn't show, but I do it by appointment only. Do you want me to put Friday?
That'll work.
Okay. Let me do that for you. Monday through Friday, and then Saturday's appointment only. Okay. And then for how you receive payment, do you receive payment by cash? Do you do it by check, credit cards, debit cards, stuff like that? How do you collect payment from your customers?
Yeah, it could be cash, check. It could be Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, credit card.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so I have that. I have the areas that you want to target, the specific services you have, and then also too. So for the security and the listing here, Jeremy, are you going to be using a TexPro Pest Control LLC credit card? Are you going to be using a debit card?
It's a company card.
Okay. Does it say TexPro Pest Control LLC,
it
or does it just
say?
It says
my name and TexPro Pest Control.
Okay. Does it have the LLC on there or no?
No.
Okay. And then that card is associated with your home address, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then is the card a Visa, Master, Discover, American Express?
American Express.
American Express. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
Okay. It's 5348-7500-1222-8458.
Can I read this back to you?
Sure.
Okay. I got 5348-7500-1222-8458.
Correct.
Okay. And then expiration?
1227.
1227. And then the 4-digit code.
But it's 3 digits, right? It's 310. The SEC code?
310. Yeah, usually for American Express, isn't it the 4-digit on the back?
This is MasterCard. I'm sorry. Did I say American Express?
You did.
Oh, my God. I don't even use American Express. I'm
okay.
Sorry. I don't know what made me say that.
Okay. Maybe you heard me say it and then it kind of just triggered for you. So I got,
yeah,
I put it to MasterCard. Okay. And then it's all good. I put it to MasterCard. I got 1227 and then 310, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And then I'm going to set up a security question. Every time we call you, we're going to ask you. That way we always know we're talking to you, Jeremy, and nobody else. Also, too,
okay.
That way you always know you're talking to us and you're not talking to anybody else about this. Okay.
Okay.
I got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
First pet's name.
I like it. Okay. What's your first pet's name?
Freedom.
Freedom?
Yeah, it was a blonde lab.
F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Freedom.
Correct.
I like it. Freedom.
No American dog.
I love it. It matches the symbol of your, your logo.
Yeah, that's Texas, you know, it's Texas and then you got bugs, you know, so Texas Pro Pest Control.
That's right. That's correct. I love it too because I love the blonde dog, the blonde lab. Here we have, okay. I have everything set up for you. What I'm going to do for you, Jeremy, here is I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification, okay? This is just an added protection for you. I am going to send this to you with your invoice after we're done here. This will be emailed to you as well, okay? So this is just for also tax purposes and stuff like that, all right?
Good deal.
Okay. So if you have any questions, just let me know, and then I'll stop and I'll re-clarify the question for you, but I'm going to walk you through this. All right?
Thank you.
Perfect. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
TexPro Pest Control.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jeremy Rozelle, owner, operator.
Perfect. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Jeremy, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party companies unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's freedom, okay?
Okay. Got it.
Perfect. And then you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
Yes.
Okay. My customer service number that my tech team is going to contact you on is an 877-635-6225 number. I'm going to email that to you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, perfect. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, you do agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement.
Yes.
Perfect. So your payment and initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is January 17th, in the non-refundable amount of the $199. When the second payment is complete, Jeremy, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th in the amount of just the $199. This is a recurring payment. Now, this is important. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'm going to email over to you. To prevent the charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Okay. Tomorrow, what does your availability look like for my tech team to contact you?
Okay. So the earlier the better, because I'm going to be out working in the daytime. So if you got something in the morning, it would be good.
Okay. Two things. One, everything went through on my end, so I want to formally welcome you to Global Splash. Sorry, I like to do this with my customers. We treat everybody like a family here, so we are going to help you get this situated where we're going to get your Google business profile back up, running, and verified here with us. For the onboarding call, we are West Coast time, so unfortunately we're 2 hours behind you guys.
Right.
but that doesn't mean that we don't wake up early. I can schedule the call for 9 a.m. tomorrow. It will be around 30 to 45 minutes. They're just going to verify everything is correct, and then they're going to get rocking and rolling with you. Does that work for you, 9 a.m.?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to send this over to you right now. And then I sent you, I don't mean to bombard you, but we sent you a couple emails and text messages. The text message is welcoming you to Local Splash, so you should have received a text that says, Jeremy, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent an invoice, a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Now, in that text message, there's a link there for our terms and conditions. Can you click on that link? And then let me know when you're there. I'll walk you through this whole thing really quickly for you.
Okay, so the thing is because I'm on my phone, I'm not sure my email. There it is. Now they're coming through. I had to read. So I've got Welcome to Local Splash. Thank you for choosing.
Yes, that one right there.
First one is an invoice. So the next one is the welcome one?
It's a text message.
Oh.
Did you? Yeah.
Okay.
So the text
I'm just
message.
Looking at my email.
Okay, you got both. I'll tell you that.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got a 1-800-877 number,
mm-hmm.
and the email for the support.
Yes. Now for the text message, it should say thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Do you see that text message?
No, this one just says welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us or email us. That's all that one says.
Okay, that's the one. Okay, it did say that one did send successfully. The other
okay,
one.
Okay, here's another one. There we go. Now it's come in.
Okay.
Okay. It just took a minute.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so that one has a link there where it says my.localsplash.com/term.
Right.
Click that link. That's just our terms and conditions page. So
okay.
You're going to click there. It's going to take you to our page. You're just going to click on the bottom left. It's going to say, yes, I want to receive SMS text messages. So when you're out in the field, you miss a call, we'll send you a text message to just give you updates. And then just click I certify. I am the certified card authorization holder. And then you're just going to sign your name at the bottom, click confirm. And then once you do that, it's going to take you to a login page and you'll have a username and password. And then let me know when you get there.
Okay, so I've typed my name in, and I'm confirming signature. There we go. Now it has username and password.
Perfect. So this is going to go, my tech team is going to walk you through this. So this program actually comes with a tracking system, so you get to actually see everything behind the scenes on how well your Google Business profile is actually being listed and how much traffic you're getting to it as well, okay?
Awesome, okay.
Yeah, so they're going to create the username and password for you today, and then when they call you tomorrow, they're going to give you that, and then they're going to walk you through that as well and show you all the different features you have, where you could access your profile. You could also put a link in there for your website, so you could access your website there too with the click of a button. You don't have to go in different places, okay?
Okay, good deal.
Okay, so now that you have that, I also sent you an email. It's coming from me, Charlie. It's the Google Calendar, and it's just going to tell you that at 7 a.m., 9 a.m. your time, we're going to have a meeting with you, and we're going to call you on that 877 number. So anywhere from 7 a.m. to 7:15, which is 9 a.m., 9:15 for you, my tech team's going to call you from that 877, and they're going to get you all set up and rocking and rolling and make sure we have everything correct here so we can send everything out to Google, okay?
Okay, good deal.
Okay. I have everything set up here for you, Jeremy. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I appreciate it, man. I guess I kind of dropped the ball on these other guys. I don't know what anybody's doing unless I can peep in on them, and I don't ever do that. You know, I just don't make the time to inquire what's going on inside the web, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, it's good to know that somebody's caught that, and we need to open that back up, man, because Google is my main source of getting customers other than referral, you know. So
right.
100%. That needs to be on. It needs to be on while I'm still in service.
Yeah, exactly. So you can build it back up again, and then if you ever want to, like I said, you sell the company again and look for a good person to buy it, you can show, hey, I'm populating in the Arlington area as one of the top recommended companies on Google. We have this many reviews. We're averaging this much per month. And now it's an easier sale at that point, right?
Right, exactly.
And now you're able to stay in contact with us. If you have any questions, if you want to change anything, let us know. Reach out to us. It's
okay.
Big communication. So if you want to add takeoff services or in Texas freezes again and you need to do something else, like call us and let us know, and we're able to make those changes for you so that way you can populate in the services that you want to target, okay?
Okay, good deal. Man, much appreciated. Thank you.
No problem, Jeremy. We'll contact you tomorrow. Be safe today, and then we'll have everything ready for you tomorrow morning, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot. I appreciate everything.
No problem, Jeremy. Talk to you soon.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.